However, at that time, there was a big change in equity, the actors' union, because one of the major councillors, Marius Goring, had decided to look at the rules of the union, and went to the High Court for interpretations of some of the rules. We weren't sure what the reason for it is, but then it came out that he had got this bugbear of the ban on TV sales and the question of people being forced to play in front of mixed audiences. He felt that the right of the individual actor shouldn't be tampered with by the union. And in fact, he had resigned because I think during a first minor strike in '70s, the union had contributed some money towards a fighting fund, and he felt that the union should be non-political.
Oh, okay.
So he'd used that as a basis of looking at the rules, and that then sparked him on to try and look at the issue about South Africa.
Yeah.
This then became a very serious battle for us in the fact that us, what we call the Afro-Asian, I was the Afro-Asian councillor. In other words, I was a councillor whose particular remit was making sure that the welfare of non-white actors, you know, was being looked after by equity, me having obviously a wealth of information, telling them who these people are, where they were, what drama schools they were going to, and looking at productions that BBC were doing, whether they were reflecting the mix of the population.
Right.
And this then gave me a foothold in the council to try and address what Marius wanted to do in wanting to reverse the ban on South Africa.
Right.
And that then made it a battle cry for me, in that knowing that we as a union were non-political, and we couldn't affiliate with the anti-apartheid movement.
Yeah.
We then decided to form what we called Performers Against Racism.
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
And by being a group of performers who were against racism, we could then look at racism in all its forms, where it happened, where our members had to perform, and what disadvantage things were in terms of selling programs to South Africa became for us. What had transpired was that lots of the actors in the union, you know, a lot of British people really don't like the idea of racism, and therefore joined up. And a list of stars, I mean, Glenda Jackson, you know, Prunella Scales, Miriam Khan, lots of people came in, and the support was tremendous.
Yeah.
So when Marius started his activity, somehow or other we felt that he might have a link with South African Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, really?
Because they came over to England to try and get equity to reverse, you know, the ban on TV sales, because they were saying, look, your members work, you're not making money for them, we don't particularly like American programs, we would like British programs, blah, blah, blah. But they made a specific request that if they were going to buy British programs, we had to understand that the black actors in the programs had to be servants or gardeners like they are in South Africa.
Yeah.
Which said to us, here was a question of determining what roles black actors should play in an independent BBC or ITV, and purely for sales to South Africa, that shouldn't change. We said no. And the union said no.
Yeah.
And Marius obviously felt that there was a point in saying that members were losing income by not agreeing to sales. So a referendum happened.
Right.
And members voted in support of equity stance.
Yeah.